You could feel the sting in the president's words sent out in an email after a defeat in the U.S. Senate for the Pacific trade bill. Quote, "We can't go back and we can't leave it to nations like China to write the rules for the global economy. This is personal for me," Obama says in the email. "I understand the skepticism about this or any trade deal. I've met folks across the country who still feel burned by agreements of the past. Those are the people I came to Washington to fight for." But it was Senate Democrats who blocked the president's measure to begin debate on whether to grant the president fast-track authority on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. What now, Todd?
Hi, John. Well, what now is that bill hangs in limbo, blocked on the Senate floor by those very Democrats that you mentioned. Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, can bring it up at any time. He might bring it back up at any time, but that doesn't depend on him. That depends on Democrats getting past their sharp agreements among themselves and with their own president. Here's what's been going on. John, there is no trust left among liberals for any free trade deals. A lot of them have never liked them. Many of them say that they were suckered into voting for NAFTA back in the late 80s and 90s because it's shipped U.S. jobs overseas and gutted environmental and workplace protections. So they don't want to vote for this trade deal. But if some of them, maybe a dozen Democrats who were pro-trade, are going to vote for a deal like this, they say they want additional workplace protections. They want new training for American workers who lose their jobs because of the deal, like if the jobs go to Asia. And they want a bunch of other provisions too, some of them having to do with currency manipulation, cracking down on China, and things like that. Well, John, all of those things got supported in the Finance Committee, and it looked like there was a big bipartisan deal to pass the bill with all of these protections, get enough Democratic votes, and give the president the big, giant notch in his trade bill that he wants for his agenda. Mitch McConnell wants it too. It all fell apart because when it reached the floor, Mitch McConnell said, "We can do some of the worker protections, but we're not going to do these additional protections, closing loopholes, for instance, on child labor, currency manipulation, workplace standards. That stuff is not going to be part of this package." And when that happened, all of the Democrats, even the ones who were for giving President Obama his big trade deal, they all balked and they blocked it. And that's where we are now.
So it's a bit of unchallenged mythology about NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Is it true what you said, that it gutted environmental regulations and worker protections and shipped jobs overseas? Or is that just what the Democrats believe is a campaign issue?
The latter is definitely true, that American jobs in many manufacturing sectors have been exported to Mexico. I think all of the data shows that. A lot more of it, like you're suggesting, John, might be subjective and might be liberal politicians responding to frustrated voters who are finding it harder to get jobs. But in this current environment, it's not really about those progressives anymore. It's about a lot of the moderates, or at least the pro-trade Democrats, who said they were ready to vote for this. Listen to Chuck Schumer. He's one of those Democrats. He's a leader. He's the next Democratic leader. He wants this bill to pass, but he wants to crack down on China too. Listen.
"Regardless of where we stand on trade, we support the essential enforcement provisions that are the glue that holds these agreements together. Without them, American workers are left twisting in the wind."
Twisting in the wind. Is that offer in the wind for the president if he makes those agreements that it'll pass?
The next couple of days are about Democrats getting this in order. There is talk that they may drop the currency manipulation provisions. If that happens, you might have a deal that the president can still get his win, but we don't know yet.
Thank you so much. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.